A Place in the Country by Elizabeth Adler, narrated by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Part 1. Chapter 1. Caroline Evans was having a day out from her rented London flat, driving through rainy Oxfordshire, with her 15-year-old daughter slumped in a silent sulk next to her. They had taken in Oxford, city of dreaming spires, which seemed to have more traffic than a motorway in rush hour, plus a couple of thousand young people smoking and drinking coffee and hanging about outside pubs. Izzy ignored it all, but Caroline had fallen for the rain-slicked courtyards and the ancient colleges half-hidden behind tall gates that had been there long before Henry's time. That would be Henry VIII, who, Caroline now figured, couldn't have been all bad, despite the seven wives. After all, her own husband had had two, and that was before her. "A serial husband," she had said doubtfully when James told her he was going to marry her, though she was longing to say yes because she was so besotted by him she couldn't see straight, even with her glasses on. Forget charming the birds. James Evans could and did charm everyone. Caroline remembered thinking it was okay about the other two wives. She would be his last wife. That's what James told her. And she believed him. She was 22. Now she was 38 and an ex-wife with a teenage daughter whose name was Isabel, always known as Izzy, who some days talked to her and some days did not, who looked mostly like her father and who, Caroline suspected, was smoking. However, she did not yet have a tattoo, or at least not one in any place visible to her mother. "Oxford's a lot different from when I was a girl," she said, maneuvering the old Land Rover bumpily out of the...